Now I've got Maria Howard from Passport for Leisure on the line. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell me about Passport for Leisure, because maybe there are people in the world at large who wouldn't be aware of it.
Certainly, yeah. Passport for Leisure is an initiative that started 8 years ago by Dublin City Council. And the main aim of the scheme is to allow people who are approaching a certain level of maturity the opportunity to get themselves healthy and a little bit fitter. And as part of this membership scheme, Dublin City Council provide a discounted access to all their leisure facilities. Now, the big five leisure centres are Ballymun, Ballyfermot, Finglas, Swan Leisure in Rathmines, and the Markovich Centre. And they offer our members up to a 70% discount on the entry rates into their pools and gyms.
Right, but that's not all.
That's not all. And outside of that, we then teamed up with a company called Countdown, and they are discount specialists, and they contact companies on our behalf and ask them to also offer discounts to our members.
Right.
So there are various levels, from shopping discounts to hotel and travel discounts, restaurants, pharmacies, hearing aids, opticians. It's really geared towards the lifestyle of our target audience, which is people aged 55 and over.
Okay.
Now, most recently, Countdown have started their own hotel break scheme, and the website for that is www.countdownhotelbreaks.ie. And it's a fantastic scheme. It's a little mini break scheme, similar to others that are on the market. And the prices for that, for a midweek break, start from €39 per person sharing per night. That's on a bed and breakfast. But there's over 60 hotels all around the country that participate in that. And it's just one of the incentives of membership to this scheme. Also coming up on the horizon, the Over 50 show is coming into the RDS the weekend after this. And if our members can show their membership card at the box office, they will get two free entries into that exhibition. We have some exhibitions in the RDS throughout the year. We also get a day at the horse show where we have a discounted rate for our members.
Okay.
So they're the two main things that are going to come up in the foreseeable future, the Countdown Hotel Breaks and the Over 50 show. What we also try to do is keep our members up to date on events that are happening around the city. And one of them that our members are very interested in is the Let's Walk and Talk schedule that's done with Dublin City Council, their guided walking tours and historical walking tours. And we send emails out to our members just to keep in touch with them, let them know what's going on. So that's one thing that we recently issued, the autumn schedule of events for that.
Okay, that's pretty popular, Marie, is it?
The walk and talk thing is very, very popular. It's very popular indeed. There are weekly walking tours as well as the historic themed ones, and they pop up four times a year. We have a schedule that we send out to our members.
Yeah, okay. Can we just go back a little bit and talk a little bit more about the hotel breaks? Because I'm interested in that too. How would the Passport for Leisure hotel breaks compare price-wise with non-Passport for Leisure hotel breaks, for example? Because you can get good deals. You can get good deals if you shop around, like in Ireland, for hotel
breaks. You do get different deals if you shop around.
Yeah.
It seems to us to be a very good rate. €39, from €39 per person per night. That's bed and breakfast. That would be maybe €20 per night cheaper than some of the other hotel breaks that are around there. Countdown have a good working relationship with all of these hotels. They're also part of a bigger international program, and they have access to these deals. What we of course need to do is encourage people to use these and to check out this website for their mini break if that's what they want to do, because obviously the more people that participate in it, the more popular it'll become and the more hotels that will join up onto the scheme. I think they envisage that over the next year they would be bringing another 40 or 50 hotels onto the scheme. But just looking at it again this morning, you can really go to all four corners of this land if you want to go on a mini break. Now, it's not just the £39.50 per room. That's the bed and breakfast rate. For two nights bed and breakfast and one evening meal, you can get a deal for from €59. And they've also incorporated, for the grannies and granddads out there that might like to take the grandkids away, a family break a 2 or 3 night family break, and that's from €108 per person. And they're good hotels. They're 3-4 star hotels that are on the list. Very nice hotels all over the place.
I was just about to ask you what sort of quality the hotels were, because I was wondering were they in the backwaters of places where it would be difficult to get to and
not at all. You have hotels right in the centre of towns. You have some hotels that are very, very popular with families in particular. But you can pick your town, pick your city rather, in Ireland, and you will be able to find a hotel that's within very easy reach of any of those cities.
You just want to give the website address again?
Yeah, the website address for that is www.countdownhotelbreaks.ie. And of course, as ever, our own website is www.passportforleisure.ie. And anyone can get onto that website, look into all the different offers that are out there, all the discounts that the scheme offers to them, and they can also apply for a membership on our website if they wish. They can also ring our dedicated customer care line, 01 618 5000, if they'd like a printed application form to be sent out to them, or they can apply over the telephone.
Okay, can I just ask then, Maria, how much does the Passport for Leisure cost?
The Passport for Leisure membership costs €10 per person. Nice. And that membership lasts for 12 months.
Right, yeah. Okay, that's per person. Are there any discounts for couples in the age bracket who would like to apply? No.
No, this is an individual membership, and because of the access to the leisure centres, the name on the card has to be the name of the person who's going to use it. So there isn't a discount if a couple both want to take out the membership. So that has to be on an individual basis.
Okay. While I have the press release here, I'm just looking at the discount for Passport for Leisure holders, and it says for great days out, you can even do stuff at Waterways Ireland and stuff like
that. Waterways Ireland, 20%, indeed.
Yeah, and the Glasnevin Museum, for example, the Little Museum
That's
of Dublin.
Correct.
Yeah. Dublin sightseeing, hop on tours, the 20% discounts for those, and and historical walking tours,
and Liffey River cruises and Sea Life as well. They give a 2 for the price of 1.
Yeah, and theatres and exhibitions, etc. And theatres and cinema. So there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. There are more and more, so we're adding different discounts for attractions in and around the city. Another thing that we've recently added is the Little Museum of Dublin, and you can save up to 50% on the admission price going in there.
Yeah, I'm just looking also, Maria, when you go down to the travel section, Stenaline, up to 10% savings, and so it's not confined to Ireland, really.
It's not confined to Ireland, and in particular with the travel discounts, some of those groups and hotel groups are international hotel groups.
Yeah.
And for example, Sunway Travel, the travel agent, such a popular travel agent, and they give up to 5% discount with Passport for Leisure membership. So really, you can be heading off to anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So has this list of what discounts are available, is this being added to all the time, Maria?
This is being added to all the time, and sometimes a discount may cease to be available. The best place to check is on our website, and that's kept constantly up to date.
Yeah. Okay.
For our members, they can check in at any time.
Okay. Can you tell me what the membership numbers are to date, then, Maria? How many people are
since the start of the scheme? We've issued just under 70,000 membership cards, so it averages out as just under 10,000 members a year.
Right. And can I just ask you, are the numbers confined to Dublin, or are other cities involved in Passport for Leisure in Ireland?
At the moment now, the leisure centres are just those that are offered by Dublin City Council, and it does limit the geographical area. However, Dublin City is such a huge, vast area. There are people that work in Dublin City that may not live there, and they too are members of the scheme, and they may avail of a leisure centre that's close to where they work as opposed to close to where they live. It's not strictly limited to Dublin City Council, and certainly the discounts are nationwide.
I have to apologise to you. What I really meant to ask, the question I really meant to ask, Maria, was have other councils in Ireland, in particular cities like Cork and Galway, taking up the passport for leisure idea, and are they involved in it?
They're not involved in the Passport for Leisure scheme at the moment. Over the years, we have had interest from various city councils, but I suppose the country's been a different place in the last 5-6 years as well, and budgets were not what they once were. So, unfortunately, we haven't been able to add any other local councils onto the Passport for Leisure scheme as yet.
Okay, but maybe in the future they will.
We would hope to in the future, yes, certainly.
Okay, Maria, it's really great. I'm going to have to look into this a little bit more closely, because I am of that age that this Passport for Leisure would be targeting, shall we say. So
certainly.
I probably will be adding my name and address and number and details onto the list of the 70,000+ people who are already involved in it. But listen,
and Pat, we'd look forward to welcoming you as a member to the scheme.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Listen, thanks very much for taking the call today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Pat.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's Maria Howard there from Passport for Leisure, Dublin City Council initiative. Sounds like it's brilliant. There's lots of stuff going on for people. Loads and loads of discounts for all sorts of activities and away breaks if you're interested in travelling as well. And you can actually go to Eurocamp. There's one for Eurocamp holidays, up to 35% off. And great stuff happening there altogether.